Hello everyone, welcome back to your favorite podcast, The Dose of Therapy, with your host Tori K. Moncrief, and this is episode 10. Guys, yes, this is the last episode of the season, but don't worry, we will be back with season 2 in short order, so there's no need to worry, alright? So, today, the topic is, let's talk zodiac. Do you believe in these signs, and what sign are you? Would you date someone as the same sign as you? And today in the house, without further ado, I have Miss Kahania Reed here with me. Say hi, Kahania.
Hi, everyone.
Yes, yes, yes. So let's kickstart today's show. All right, so as I said before, this is all about zodiac signs and everything. Personally, I don't believe in this whole thing of dating someone because of their zodiac sign, because that's just not me. But I guess everybody has their preferences in this thing called dating. So, for me, I'm a Leo. So, I would be what do you say Leos are? Fire signs or whatever.
Yeah, lion.
Yeah. So I'm a bit off. I can say I do portray those traits of a Leo, as them say. Mm-hmm. Lion, fire, you know, just always at it and yeah, that's me to some extent. But I believe that is how you are grown and your personality that makes you who you are, not your zodiac sign. I could be wrong, but you can give me your opinion.
All right, so for me, I don't really believe in them either. However, some of the descriptions that they give are so spot on.
Right, me, I know.
Yeah, they're very spot on. Because
I also really think and say, I'm never true.
Yes, like, and because sometimes when you... Yeah, sorry, I'm listening.
Go on.
Sometimes when you read... Cause some time ago I actually went on a website and, you know, I'm looking for like the perfect match for me. That's when I was single, so it's almost a year ago, or so. So I'm looking like, okay, no, this is just not working out for me. So I wonder if I should start dating people based on their zodiacs. So I went on some websites and they're like, okay, cause I'm a Capricorn, so they're saying, okay, Capricorns would go well with, you know, Libras and those things, and I'm like, seriously. And the way that they're evaluating the relationships between like a Capricorn and some other sign is based on the sexuality aspect, right?
Mm-hmm.
And based a little bit on their personality, but mostly on that aspect. And I just thought that was a bit weird. Because relationships are not just about that.
I don't think they're just about that either. Don't get me wrong, you know. I do believe that sometimes when you meet somebody who is the same zodiac sign as you, you somewhat possess similar traits. But I don't think that because, okay, you are a Sagittarius, that is why the way you are. You understand? That don't make no sense to me.
Because
the way you are is because of how you were grown. Yeah, exactly. That's what I believe to be. But a lot of people do believe in this zodiac thing, this astrology thing with zodiac signs and all. Because I'm reading this one here now about Leo love compatibility. That's for Leos. Big up to all the Leos out there. Anyways, creative and playful. Leos need passion in love.
That's true. That's very true. Because my partner, I know he's a Leo. So that you're saying is true. They love things precise. They love compatibility. They like that. They look at all of the things that you and them have in common. That's very important to them. It's true.
You do that. No, I do that. So I can agree with this. You want to entertain and be entertained in relationship, as boredom is the death of kiss of death. That is true. I like a relationship where it has its spontaneous side to it, but yet still it's still structured to some extent. So I would like to me, I'm the type of person that, all right, if I'm in a relationship, I must be just standing there and you're just staring at me and just drumming and give me one big old kiss. That's just me.
Yes, that's him. That's him too. He likes that shit. Like,
I love that crap. Like, it just be.
He's a very passionate person.
Yeah, because I would do that to my partner. I just see you standing there and be like, yo, give me a kiss. Or I'm just taking and just kiss myself. That's just me. I don't know about nobody else, but that's just me.
Yeah, I know. But fun fact about me, right? I've actually dated someone with the same sign as me, and girl, it was the worst because
you guys possess similar traits, probably.
It wasn't really that. It's like he possessed the worst traits that I had. So, for example, this is bad, but I'm not gonna cap right now. I am kind of selfish sometimes. I can be selfish, especially at the time that me and him were dating, was like in high school, where I'm just used to having things my way and all of that. Because he was the male, he came on a bit more stronger than I did with my awful traits.
And then selfish man, mean man. Me?
Yeah,
Don't agree.
No,
not at all. So, cute when a man mean, it don't cute.
Exactly. And that's the thing with this Leo one that I'm dating right now. He is so sweet. He will give me the world. He'll give me the world. I can call him and say, yeah, I want this. And I'm a food that I come, you know? Mr. Mo want KFC, I'm a food that I come. Anything.
Yes, that's just how we Leos are. And if we cannot provide for you, to be honest though, I know for me, if I'm in a relationship and I'm not able to give my partner certain things, like is the partner always giving to me, I feel a way.
Yeah, I know. He was saying that because I am kind of a way where I'm not dependent on my partner for stuff because I'm pretty independent. I can get my stuff myself. I'm not in need of money. I'm not dead for hungry. You get me? So, you know, he's there trying to... I'm not used to these things where... I'm not used to taking stuff. I'm used to people offering or whatever, but I'm not used to taking. But because I wasn't taking, like in the beginning, you know, he was trying to be nice to me and, you know, being sweet and everything. And I was just making it so difficult because I don't really believe that you're supposed to just meet someone and just depend on them like that for stuff. Ask for stuff, yes. So it was kind of
like that.
A struggle in the beginning.
People can be weird sometimes, like you go start take from them, things go downhill, and then you're like, the person come back and I ask them, can you have some people who are like that?
Exactly. And I have dated people that are like that.
My ex,
he like forced me, like. Because as I told you, I don't like taking stuff. So he felt bad and did a whole guilt trip thing where he's like, oh, you know, take the stuff. I'm like, all right, fine. I took it, all right? And you see, after we broke up and whatever, he was like, oh, you know, this and that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm going to take back something. Let me take it, man. Because I don't like somebody wanted in the first place.
Exactly. Why did you give me in the first place? If you know
exactly.
That one, I'm going to want it back. Don't give me.
Exactly. He was a Cancer, by the way. So they have a thing where they... Like, if you hurt them feelings, they go... Like, they get all emotional and they don't think. And they say and do certain things, bad things, and then they come back and they're like, oh, you know, I'm sorry. You know, never. Yes. They're like that. They're very, very emotional. So the fact that I wasn't taking the stuff in the beginning, that was causing problems with him. And then we were on for like a few years, well, like about 3 years, and I wouldn't take his stuff. So he was like, what's wrong? Like, you know, it's been 3 years. Like, why? And like, bruh, no. Because if you were with somebody, you know how the person is based on how they treat other people as well. And I just decided that, no, I see you treat some, I see you do this and say this about certain people, so I'm kind of, no.
Let me get you. No.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, and I'm kind of adamant too with how I'm dating someone and how they treat people around them, even down to their mother. Now, I wouldn't talk about them mother.
It's true.
I mean, as a male, if you don't have, granted, you have some males still that their mothers never really took care of them. So it's understandable when they do bash them. But for a male that constantly has his mother around him and him treat the mother away, like, if you are treat your own mother so, your sister, your mother, your auntie, if you are treat them so.
But what I'm saying is that, like, as you said, you don't see anything wrong with them bashing. I don't think you should, because a strong man, right, can be done wrong and still not retaliate like that to bash the person. That shows like strength in him and self control. So me annoying and me cranky and me love give trouble and all of them something there. So if me, I go, like, for example, let's say one day I push you over the edge. You're gonna cost me too.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I said? So, strength and self control. So, even if your mother not take care of you, me not answer that. Don't ever bash a female. Don't ever do that.
That's true. But when I talk man, about bashing, mm-hmm. I mean, like, they're talking about what really happened to them when they were.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. So, I don't mean like them are. Them, of course. Yeah, cause same way and treat her badly or whatever. Cause I
believe strength.
I believe there is strength and real respect in someone that still tries to take care of the person that really did not help them in any way, shape, or form. I believe that takes strength, and it's very admirable and respectable. You're not expecting the world from the person. Don't get me wrong. You're still careful around the person, you know. But it takes a level of strength to decide, all right, you do me bad in a life, but me not going to turn around and do the same thing to you. Because not everybody have that in them.
Mm-hmm.
So when I talk about bash, that's what I mean. Because I still going to talk about the bad things that happen, because that's what.
Been to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me though, I have mostly dated Sagittarius, to be honest.
Those people are so nice. I have also dated a Sagittarius. That's in high school. They're sweet. They're very sweet people.
Well, then I guess zodiac signs can be off sometimes. Then, no offense.
The thing is, they can be sweet and they can also be mean. Like if you're not doing what they want you to do.
But look at this. When Leo and Sagittarius join together in a love match, the result is often fireworks. Both signs are extremely dynamic and enjoy life to the fullest. This couple is full of life and fun to be around, with each person encouraging others to aim high. Well, yeah, I've dated Sagittarius, and they do encourage me to always be getting that, you know?
Yes, but what plays a factor in that that firework thing is if the person is actually being themselves. A lot of people are in relationships for much years, and they don't feel comfortable around the person enough to be themselves. So that's why the fireworks don't go off. They don't resolve their issues, right? They don't come and talk to you. They don't talk to you. Exactly. And that's the thing with the Sagittarius that I dated. Everybody who dated him after me, right? knew my name. Everybody knew my name. Everybody knew about me. Everybody's like, why are you doing like that? Whatever, because I left him, right? So everybody's like, oh, are you making him treat a man like this now because XYZ? But I'm like, really? He's in control of that. You get me? So him never deal with him.
You can't blame yourself. You can't blame me.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what that guy was doing, right? He was blaming me for the way that he treated the females after me.
And there's another thing here. What Sagittarius' theological tendency warrants a distraction to Leo's obsession with larger than life? The two will have genuine admiration and respect for one another, both warm, charismatic, and charming. So, me not understand this. Because I've read stuff like this before, and them always appear me up with a Sagittarius. Always. It's always a say. The Leo sign for dating is to date a Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. What is the sign in February? The February sign. I can't remember what they're called again. It starts with a V. I can't remember. I don't think it's Virgo.
February. Yeah, Pisces from February.
I think it's Pisces. It wasn't a V. It's Pisces.
And Aquarius from January 20 to February 8.
February. Mm-hmm. So I have spoken to also a Pisces, and I'm telling you, well, we weren't dating because me just never take him serious, right? I just didn't take him serious. We were talking. I wouldn't even call it that. We were talking, and he's the type of person where, you know, you were talking fine and everything's good, and then after a while, you don't hear nothing. You don't see nobody. That's just, you know, and then it just pop up back.
She's on peace. Me hit them like
me too. Me just pop up back.
I have me here with my feelings and all, you know. I say yes, I like this.
Me never did really have feelings for you still, because me not really take them the kind of man this serious.
And it just disappear. So me not gonna take you serious. Me gonna just rally back and just be like, when you pop up.
Mm-hmm.
But spoken to someone that just talk to me now, then them pop up.
Yes, and then they pretend like nothing happened. It's like, oh, let's just continue. No, nothing happened.
Like, all right. I guess we're all guilty of it. Don't get me wrong. I can say that I have done that before, but not in that context. Like, when me tell the other party, say, yo, me like them, and then me just disappear. It's not a
context. Yeah, it's mostly like friends. Like, you know, okay. You're a friend, you be talking, because I don't text my friends every day. You know, it's kind of like that.
Enough picture me, enough sitting there, enough cussing me get for that, you know. Enough cussing me get, say, yeah, text me, and I said so the other day, right? I was texting with the guy that helps me with editing these episodes. And me text him level after 8 in the night. And then the next morning, I'm like, yeah, man, my good. So he's like, no, friend, last time I texted this, like, you just text
me. Yeah, your texting is bad. You have done that to me as well. Your texting is terrible, Tori.
Oh, gosh. Everybody.
That's why sometimes I just call you. I just call you and done. Because your texting is really bad.
No, because, let me tell you. Sometimes it's just that, I don't know. Maybe it's something with me. Maybe too much things upon my head. Like, sometimes me, I text you, and then sitting just pop up, and then like, oh, shit, we need to go deal with that now. So, I'm going to deal with that, and then me, like, weeks down the road, so me, then I text X, Y, and Z, me need to go text them, but no.
Wow, you need some ginkgo biloba, girl. No, sir, something I'm going with for your brain.
The first few weeks, like, weeks after me, like, but hold on, then.
Weeks, Jesus.
You know, so I really and truly need to go reply. And sometimes it's just that the person pop up in my head and be like, how long time did I hear from X? I wonder what I want. Because one of my friend them in cuss me off no time. I say, I saw you the things, man. You just disappear. And then out of the clear blue sky, you probably just like text me and then you call me and be like, yo, what's up? Because I know everybody may just call like that, you know, because something weird. Coming
Some people are very weird with that. And I don't understand it.
It's just a thing. Everybody done just said them prefer texting over calling. Me,
I prefer calling because texting you get miscommunications and then something. Exactly. Like you can't tell the person's tone either. So sometimes you read the text different.
Well, that is true. But I can read. I think I can read emotions enough through text. If you're used to the person, you can read the person through text. If you're not used to them, then you
won't. Yeah, that's true.
But I prefer calling because guess what? I could be multitasking and talking to you on the phone. I get things done while talking to you on the phone. Because when you're texting, it requires you to actually be sitting down and replying back and forth. When I call you, I can put the phone on loudspeaker and go and probably type something, probably go and clean something. You understand?
Yeah, true.
Exactly, you can multitask, but when you're texting now, you have to be sitting down to reply to the text, and you don't. And then sometimes the person don't reply same time. But there are some people that on their phone 24/7. Kudos to them, but me can't do the texting thing. It's just not me. So me.
I'm busy chasing that bag, girl. Can't depend on the phone all the time.
Get that bag, but honestly, me can't depend on the phone all the time. And me, when me ready. I when me go watch movie and sitting, me fling that one side. And always you won't see me online and I wonder what the hell was she there. Busy I do sitting there. I don't watch movie. I don't type up assignments something. And when me put on my phone, I hit that. But you can call and you still calling though, you can call me anytime. I'm a good.
Yeah.
It's just not for me. It's just not for me. I don't want to do it. Don't know. But sometimes I feel like I really need to look into this zodiac sign thingy somewhat to some extent. Because apparently, me can't find the right. Me can't find the right Sagittarius.
They paired me with Pisces, and when I looked at the pairing with Leo, right? We pair pretty good together. It just because they said that Capricorns are more like of a professional kind of business kind.
Oh yeah, CJ it says so. Leos and Capricorns go well together as well.
Yes, they do.
Updated the Aquarius.
And it's been good so far, girl. I must tell you, it's been good so far, and I really have no problems.
We're gonna find one Capricorn.
Also, too, I think age has a role to play in that, because if them young, a lot of the younger, them not even would look upon them. Nobody my age would never look upon you.
You know, I've said that a lot, but sometimes I kind of rethink it to some extent, because some guys were younger than the ones that we look upon. I've more sense than the older one them.
I know, and also I think, as you said earlier, you said something about background, and
yes,
I must say that yeah, I don't date Jamaicans. I don't, yeah. I don't date Jamaicans.
He love my Jamaican man name.
I don't. Maybe if you were half, maybe, but you can't. I don't want you to be like somebody that was socialized here. Maybe if you lived somewhere else, are you like have like. Socialize somewhere else, you get me? Because Jamaican men have a certain like a mindset about certain things, and it's just stupid.
But,
like sometimes
other men too from other countries or other nations have a similar mindset. So I don't really bring mindset down.
Not really, you know.
I don't
not really
mindset down to culture per se. In my opinion, because you might have somebody who is American and have the same mindset as a Jamaican.
Well, for me,
a personal background, like home where you grew up in, and granted that's
for me,
to culture. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm your home.
Yeah, it's not like the norms. I mean, like the certain norms that things that are normal. For example, in the US, there are certain things that are normal there, right? It's okay for you to like date a guy and him like buy you flowers and whatever. It's in high school, and you do this and you do that. And then in Jamaica, it come in like, yes, some of them would do it, but some of them make it seem as if it is so great that they're doing it when it's the norm somewhere else. That's the mindset I'm talking about. Some of them just in what I've based on what I've seen, most Jamaican men, they're mostly about taking versus giving. And that's the thing. Why a lot of females get taken advantage of here. And I've seen it time and time again.
Well, I can talk from my experience. I feel like some males too date you and they give you things and they want one thing in return.
Oh, me no, man. Me no. That's why I tell you something, really, you know. Also, that as well. Because I have...
anything wrong. I don't believe there's anything wrong with you. You know? If you're ready, it's fun when you're ready to give up, you know? That practice.
Yeah. But listen, that's what I'm telling you, Tori. But the country you're from or whatever plays a role in it. Because I've dated Americans. I've dated people from... England and all of them something there, and I'm telling you, if one Jamaican man give you something, they want something back, and they will, the other ones they will give you, and because that is the norm, they're not expecting anything from you because they know so them to do that, you get me? Feel like them supposed to do that. They don't have to know, but them feel like them supposed to do that. Feel it's the norm. So that's what I'm gonna tell you. Me not, Jamaican man are just, they're just not it for me.
But yeah, as we say, you could still have a man who is not Jamaican that did the same thing. But because we are here, sometimes too, it depends on where you are, you know. Because if you are in just this space alone, like for instance, you are branched out. I don't think I've ever spoken to anyone who is not Jamaican, to be honest.
Girl, you should try it. Every friend that I have told to try it, and they did, they're booed up right now, girl. I am telling you, you need to try it.
So I wouldn't really know. But to be honest, I think even the parish too has a big thing to do with it.
It's true. The parish. Mm-hmm. It's true. Because the Kingston ones, they're kind of a little bit better than the Saint Anne ones in a way to me, because in Kingston, like, everybody, what, based on what I've seen, I've been there for about 4 or 5 years right after I left high school, and based on what I'm seeing, everybody booed up, everybody own up, everybody, versus down here, everybody, it seemed like everybody around all over the place have this and that. I'm not saying that doesn't happen over there, you know.
Exactly. But, I know that you're not,
but it's more likely to happen here. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes too, looking from the outside in, it might be different, but you still can see where at least it doesn't, from your perspective, it don't look like, say, a other one.
Yeah, true. Can't judge a book by its cover, true. See, me, I live with me are two different things, true.
Exactly. But to be honest, I feel like sometimes I probably should venture out of your parish. I mean, I have ventured out of Ochi. And never find nothing where... what do you mean?
Girl, it was like... go to Mandeville. Try Mandeville.
Many, but it was just one.
Try Mandeville. Mandeville is good. Mandeville and probably Kingston.
Sometimes I'm wondering if it is who you are too, because I feel like once men see that you're young and going somewhere, they want to jump on you too, which I don't like.
Yes, I've seen that happen, and some of them, they try to get you pregnant and those things to hold you back. Also, when they see that you're... Yeah, I've seen it happen quite a few times, like in high school and some at university and stuff. Also, it depends on where you are in life, where your headspace is, because if you're in a depressed state and the person can't help you with that, it's not going to work. It's not going to work if they're not supportive like that.
I That is true.
Yeah, what I'm saying? Yeah, it depends on where you're, as you said, who you are or what, you know, what you're doing at the time. It depends, because it might just not be the right timing for that person either.
That is true, because I know somebody where she spoke to this guy when she was like, she just started working and stuff, and or a couple months after she started working, and it never worked out, and they stopped talking. She saw him for a couple of years after. He saw her. Them start talk back. And I mean, now they are so good. Like, Yafia said,
yeah.
Can you believe it that these were two persons that never worked out a couple months ago, a couple of years ago? And look at them now. You'd be so surprised. So I feel like sometimes too, that is the thing. Sometimes too, we kind of rush into things. We need for just...
True. True.
Give it a break.
Just give it some time. Some people are forceful as well, you know.
Yeah,
some people very forceful.
I think I can be a bit forceful to some extent.
What, the relationships?
Yeah, to some extent. Because...
What do you mean?
Like, if I really rate you, and... Alright, how come to put this? I want to give you an example, but I don't want to delve too much into the example. Because I don't want...
Yeah, I get you.
Exactly. So let me see if I can formulate it in a one way. Well, for instance, the person will tell you like, you know, but I try with you no more shit. Anyways, alright. Come out already. Like, me not try with you no more, but the person wasn't really trying with you from morning. But you hear that and you know, walk away. Me just decide to still push things. And then we push things.
Oh, okay.
Like, certain things weren't discussed, certain issues weren't resolved and anything. So it's like me push the relationship now. And then in the end, I still end up with the broken heart.
Yeah. I know those ways.
So,
but
I think I can be a bit... I have learned from that situation, though. Don't get me wrong, that be not forceful with nothing. Just to let it flow to some extent, but if it's not working, just leave it, let it be.
True.
But that situation did teach me a lot, though.
Yeah, it's true.
It's even... Why I even forced it so much to some extent? Because the person I were coming from far.
Oh yeah, I know those ways. Right, the person, so,
been establishing friendships. Granted, I have been in relationships without establishing friendships.
Friendships.
It didn't work out. So I feel like we are friends before. Should work out, or it is a higher chance for it to work out.
Oh, you expected more.
Yeah,
for me,
because we're coming from so far, and my mom was so comfortable with the relationship. I mean,
yes,
at any hour with this person, and there would have been no issue.
My mom, issues, yeah.
She wouldn't have anything to say, you're not coming home, nothing. She just felt so secure about it. So even her feeling secure about it, I felt even more secure about it too. It was a Sagittarius too, so I felt even more secure in it, because guess what? If mommy are right,
you are right, that's true.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the thing is, this relationship that I'm in is actually the first one that I haven't established. Like, we didn't, like, we just met when I was going to school, and he actually liked me, but I didn't know. I'm kind of oblivious, because I'm not one of those chicks that if a guy talks to you, you just believe that, oh, he might look me. No. I'm not like that. I'm like that.
Some people when you're here coming to us, like, sis,
yes,
everybody wants you need to get that to
me. Yes, I'm like that, where I was oblivious. So he was just there, you know, being nice to me, you know, would have seen, like, would have tried to, like, catch the taxi, you know, when they're going to, like, go up a school, because he went to a school that was close to mine. He went to UTEC, and I go to UWA. So he was trying to... to see me every day, you know, being nice to me, because we also lived pretty close and I didn't know yet. And, you know, one night he just came over and he's like, yo, like, you know, he had to just legit tell me that he, like, he was saying that he has been trying, and it was so hard to get, because I just thought he was just being nice. You get what I'm saying? And that was the first, this is the first relationship that I'm in that we didn't, like, have a friendship or a history before. We just, like, met, and we just, like, talked for a while. Mind you that I was like, okay, you know, let's take a month or 2 months before we say, okay, you know, we're official or whatever. You get what I'm saying? And I said, I want to get to know you and all of that. But it's the first one. And it's been good so far. I get, like,
trial and error type of thing to some extent. But it's just a trial and error where you're trying not to give up too much.
Yeah. The thing is just communication is key. Once you talk to the person, you know, so you can talk to the person. Because me can't... you're supposed to can talk to the person about everything. You see something and I like it? I don't like that. Okay? Right?
Yes,
you see something I'm not like, honey, that don't look good.
Communication,
yes,
not control. Because some people don't know the difference between communication and control, you know.
I know, that's another thing. Jesus.
But that would be fun.
I think I have that problem in a way. I had to learn to had that problem in a way.
But communicating, but like, and wanting to control a person, like telling them that they have to do it that way.
Yeah, I think I had a problem with that. Like in the beginning when we just started talking, right, I was kind of bossy in the beginning, because he loved me just like, yeah, I can just do whatever I want, because he does that. He's very nice at not anything, you get what I'm saying? But you know, because if it's going to push him past his limits, then he won't. He'll say, okay, I'm putting my foot down. No. But I had that problem, not just with relationship, with friends as well, because I've heard a few of my friends say, you know, it's either your way or no way. And I'm talking friends from when I was like in prep school. So it's
I wonder if Capricorns are really like that. Let's just pull up his zodiac sign.
I like having like control of things. I like things being a certain way. I like organizing stuff, and if it don't go like that, I kind of get pissed off if it doesn't happen like that, which is unrealistic, because you know, life is unpredictable.
Yes, life is unpredictable, and I think I am like that to some extent. Okay, Capricorn, ultimate worker bees, ambitious, organized, practical, goal oriented. They don't mind the hustle. They also love making their own rules, which means they strive to reach high career positions. Not seen anything about that.
Check another page.
But
and a lot of people always say we're mean. But we're not mean. We're not mean. Because the ones that get to know us, like with Capricorns, let me tell you. If you're out there and you're dating a Capricorn, listen. If we love you, we will give you the world. We will give you anything that you want. That's relationship-wise. If you're our friend and we consider you our friend, we will give you everything, anything. It doesn't matter. If you need us, we'll be there. If we do not consider you our friend, that's it for you. We don't really venture outside of that. We have to build one friendship with you before. Yeah, so that's why a lot of people in high school and so used to say that I'm a bit mean, but it's not that. I just didn't consider them my friends. I didn't really like them, so I didn't give them my stuff. So, yeah.
Why? Them say Capricorns are bossy.
Yeah, I am. I am a bit. bossy at times. Well, yeah, I'm bossy about it.
Leos are. I don't think. I don't know.
What, Leos are bossy too? I think a bit, to an extent. I think so, because sometimes, you know.
I love having the spotlight on them and are often constant bossy. However, a lot of Leos will turn a blind eye to how bossy the Leo is because they're super fun. They always know how to cheer people and always want to keep the lion around because of its good nature and its personalities.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because I could be sad.
Leos can be possessive, egotistic.
Yep, very. Very, but if they love you, they'll find a balance.
Egotistic. Let me see if I can be egotistic. I guess in the past, I used to be like, if you tell me, say, an X and me believe, say, a Y, you can't correct me.
Yeah, they're like that. You have to show them the facts. That's how it is.
Yeah, and then now be like, oh, cool. But me now back down until me. No,
you
say,
see the fact. Yeah. Yes.
But I know I can be. I used to be a bit egotistic.
Yeah, he's a bit like that sometimes.
This is something to actually talk about, you know, because I don't. As me tell you, I don't fully believe in this whole zodiac sign thing.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Probably to some extent, you should really sit down and pray.
The thing is, for me, I will read it and look. I'll read it and do comparisons, but I won't live by it. That's the thing. I'm not going to live by it.
Right, I wouldn't live by it to say, okay, it definitely has to
be. Yeah, because they also have forecasts where you can look to see how your day is going to go as a Leo or as a Capricorn, and you read it and I'm not going to that extreme. Sometimes I just get curious and I might like hop on a page like I did and like look how it would be like relationship wise, but otherwise nope,
because
I'm not living by it.
Can give you some personality traits that, and then based on the person that you know, and then you read it and you might see like, oh, this person have a similar personality, you know, maybe that's why we aren't really compatible because of this
person.
Yes, I have two persons who are hot-headed, that really not going to work.
But also, if you live by it, right, and you go into a relationship, you wouldn't even really give the other person a chance if they're not the sign that you are
exactly
expecting.
So
yes. So
it's all about striking a balance.
Mm-hmm.
And not just, you know, taking everything where it's said, but reading it and taking pointers from it to actually see how it best fits you. Because, to be honest, as me tell you, I dated a Sagittarius and a Pisces.
Pisces, they're boring. They're very boring.
I don't know.
I would say Leo is the best one I've dated so far. He's actually the first Leo I've ever dated.
Yes, Leos tend to have a nice personality, and people always want to keep you around.
Cool. Yes.
We're so cool, like they love us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's something that really people should really look into to some extent, though, guys. Don't quote me, okay? I'm just saying to some extent. Because
read it. You can read it if you're for curiosity, right? If you're curious, you read it, but don't live by it. I don't think you should live by it.
Right. Because sometimes just some things not people to you decide for you. No, me can't work with that. Like if they're very forceful. You're like, no, me can't live with that. But then really and truly not the end. You probably should have just walk it as you end up. Because it seems I was reading an article, right? With this girl, she was saying that she was dating this guy. And he was very aggressive and forceful with certain things. But she just looked past it. She didn't see it as anything. And then the guy started abusing her.
Father God.
She started have internal bleeding in her head on one side.
Father God, I wish a nigga would. I wish a man would.
No, but I wish not by yourself, miss.
I wish you would. No, because the thing is with me, I'm tomboyish. people wouldn't see that because I wear a lot of dresses and dress kind of girly because Hilda's kind of transform me.
Yes.
However, I'm a very rough person. Me boxing your face. Me will stab you. You cannot come and abuse me and then come sleep beside me. And you're dead.
I'm sorry for your mom.
You got no, I'm not fair abuse me, sweet. You know, what? He's like the sweetest person ever. He wouldn't.
I'm gonna stop you, kill you. Stop you, my feet and my tumble down. Honestly, I've never been in a fight, and I don't know if I can fight, and I don't plan to find out.
I've been in quite a few fights because I don't believe in drawing stuff out. I believe in nipping things in the bud.
What? So clear up, I just...
Yeah. I'm just like that. Mm-hmm. And if I saw...
If you want to lick me, call lick me. That's it.
Yeah, that's me. But if me, I get beat up, yeah, I get something to me.
That's not me.
I'm not care. That's how I see it. That's me. My baby have to... You know, go out and keep me far from everybody because me kind of edgy sometimes. You know, sometimes when you're cranky, you just get edgy.
God of mercy. That does sound safe. That don't sound safe. Not at all. That does sound safe.
But you can't fight. Analyze me, I go just, you know, stand up and get beat up. No, in the
situation. Granted, most times, if I'm to end up in a situation like that, I'm pretty sure I would not have to fight. Why? Because I have a set of people in my life. Everybody feels. Mm-hmm. I have a set of people in my life where Jaja, and I don't think I'll ever be able to fight a battle like that by myself.
Mm-hmm.
My friend them different. My step by friend them is like me. Me, to some extent, I can be a bit soft. So me would have probably be like, I try find another way to deal with it. My friend then, them done business. Them must step out and lick you in your face and you can't do nothing about that. Sometimes I wish I was like that too. Sometimes
I have friends that are like that.
That to some extent. But my friend then said, me can't walk around and I'm gonna sit in my face and them things say to go down so easy. Them must step into and lick them back. And you know what is the funny thing? If they were the one to get that type, like somebody lick them in their face, me would have fell up long time and do what me.
Yeah.
But when you are the one who is getting it, you probably just...
I guess, it's true. It's the same thing. Thing with me and my mom. Because if you trouble me, I'll just let it go or whatever. But if you meet that road and you trouble her, I go get mad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's the same way like you're doing somebody's hair. You do it good enough and you try it starting in your head and it never come. I just say it goes.
Yes.
But apart of life, I really like this and I think I'm going to kind of be curious a little more and kind of read up on the zodiac signs. I have. And we just dash away and look like foolishness. But it probably has some pointers that are good.
Yeah, some.
And some personality traits where you can really look upon and really like, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's true. And it's kind of like...
You know who you are too, because sometimes we really don't know who we are, you know? And it would change so often. So...
Mm-hmm. That's true. But even though some of them are similar, right? You have to remember the environmental changes and whatever. It's kind of like, you know, birds, like how some birds, they live on this island. Some of them have pointed beak. And then the other one, they live on the island. They have one with a square beak or triangular beak or whatever, right? But they're still in the same group. They came from the same thing. You get what I'm saying? But it's just the environmental changes and
so
the way that
like how you have men, but then you have Jamaican men, American men, African men. Yeah, it's just like that. So you just have to pick and choose which species you can work with. And don't get me wrong, you know, me love Jamaican man, them me love nothing but
some of them are luck.
Why?
They're luck. They're lacking too much.
No, so me gonna have to deal with so me gonna have to deal with woman them standing on the top of we wicked.
Exactly. So we just
them wicked. Them wicked. Come on, no?
Them wicked.
Them pass.
Oh my god.
Anyway, thank you for doing tonight with me.
No problem. Anytime, girl.
Yes. All right, guys. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really hope you all enjoy it. And you can always send me a feedback. Don't forget to send me your feedback. Yes, guys. So you know, you can WhatsApp me and you can link for Instagram or anywhere. All right. And remember to follow the page Weekly Dose of Therapy on Instagram, and also to share it with your friends and family, and also to share the link whenever I send it to you or whenever I post it. You just send it off. All right, guys. So I hope you all are keeping safe throughout the pandemic, and that we will all continue to live our best lives out here. All right, guys. So bye.